My name is Charlie Newcombe, and I'm the minister of Christchurch Huntingdon, which meets on a Sunday at St Peter's School. This Sunday is Remembrance Day, when we remember the commitment of military servicemen in the First and Second World War and in armed conflicts since. This year coinciding exactly with 100 years since the armistice was signed, which marked the end of the First World War. Like many of you, at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, this Sunday we will be holding 2 minutes silence at St Peter's School to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, as well as for us interviewing a couple of UK and US military personnel who've been on recent service. And you're very welcome to join us. Life in the trenches was almost too unbearable to imagine. The mud, the blood, the gas, the death, the bodies. Having lived in Belgium for a few years, we had a small taste of life in World War One just by visiting Ypres or Passchendaele, as we did when we lived there. Though, of course, today, those muddy wastelands are now beautiful fields. But I think it's by reading the first-hand stories that you get a real insight into what it was like. And I have a copy of a book a friend of mine's grandfather wrote 60 years after the First World War, in which he told his story. And he tells of miraculous escapes for him, but sadly, the look in friends' eyes when, dying of shrapnel wounds, they said goodbye. So what a joy it must have been when that armistice was signed in 1918 and the war was over. My own family has a very personal gratitude for that day because my grandfather, born in 1901, was just about to go and serve in the trenches soon after he turned 18, but the signing of the peace treaty prevented him from active service. Perhaps I wouldn't be here if the armistice had happened much later than November the 11th, 1918. Tucked in the Bible, there's an obscure Old Testament book called Micah. And in there's an amazing little promise which looks forward to the day where there's no more fighting. It says, God will judge between many people and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Wow, plows into pruning hooks. In every everyday language of today, we could say tanks turned into tractors. The end of all fighting, and instead peace and tranquility. Not even any training for war. So it's looking forward to a day where there's no more fighting, and not even the need for military training establishments and bases like we have in the local Air Force bases around Huntingdonshire. A day of permanent and lasting peace. But the thing to notice from that little bit of the Bible in Micah is that this peace is God's work. So true and lasting peace isn't generated by humans deciding to negotiate peace among themselves, but by God. And secondly, it comes when people return to God. It says, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, referring to going back to God. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. True and lasting peace comes from returning to the God of the Bible. So as we think of the peace that we now enjoy, and as we thank God for those who have served their countries, both now and in the past, let's remember that if we want to have true peace, peace in our homes and in our hearts, we need to turn to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who one day will bring this ultimate and deep peace that we all need. Thanks for listening.